Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Action by Stephen Bungay explores why so many well-crafted strategies fail to translate into consistent results and what effective leaders do differently. Drawing on Bungay's background in business and his study of military thinking, the book argues that the core challenge is not planning harder, but acting better under uncertainty. Leaders rarely have perfect information, yet organizations still need coordinated movement, rapid learning, and disciplined execution. Bungay reframes strategy as a living process built around clarity of intent, decentralized initiative, and tight feedback loops. Instead of trying to eliminate ambiguity, he shows how to manage it by closing critical gaps between what leaders want, what teams do, and what actually happens. The result is a practical leadership approach that helps organizations move faster without losing alignment. Readers can expect tools for setting direction, enabling empowered decision-making, and building an execution system that adapts as reality changes, turning plans into outcomes rather than documents. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the three gaps that break execution. Bungay organizes the execution problem around three recurring gaps that appear in almost every organization. The first is the knowledge gap, the distance between what leaders would need to know to make perfect decisions and what they can realistically know in a complex environment. The second is the alignment gap, the difference between what leaders intend and what people across the organization understand and prioritize. The third is the effects gap, the mismatch between what teams do and the results those actions produce in the real world. By naming these gaps, the book gives leaders a diagnostic lens. When progress stalls, the issue is often not effort or talent, but a breakdown in information, shared meaning, or feedback. Bungay emphasizes that these gaps cannot be fully closed through more detailed plans or more control. Instead, leaders need an approach that accepts uncertainty, pushes decisions to the right level, and continuously tests assumptions. This framing helps readers see execution as a system problem, where improving how information flows, how intent is communicated, and how learning happens can outperform elaborate strategy documents and rigid performance management. Secondly, commanders' intent as a tool for clarity and autonomy, a central idea is that leaders should focus less on issuing detailed instructions and more on communicating intent, what must be achieved, and why it matters. Bungay highlights a discipline sometimes described as commander's intent, where direction is expressed in a way that guides decisions without prescribing every step. In practice, this means clarifying the purpose, defining the desired end state, and setting a small number of boundaries such as constraints, priorities, and non-negotiables. This approach supports autonomy because teams can adapt their actions to local conditions while still moving toward the same goal. It also reduces bottlenecks at the top, since people do not need permission for every adjustment. Bungay links intent to better speed and resilience. When circumstances change, teams can keep acting intelligently rather than waiting for revised plans. For leaders, the challenge is precision without micromanagement. The book encourages readers to test whether intent is truly understood, to remove conflicting objectives, and to ensure that measures and incentives reinforce the intended direction. Done well, intent becomes the backbone of alignment, enabling fast execution with coherent purpose. Thirdly, decentralized initiative and the value of trust. The book argues that organizations perform best when initiative is distributed, not hoarded. Because leaders cannot know everything and cannot be everywhere, effective execution depends on people closest to the work making timely decisions. Bungay discusses how this requires trust, competence, and a clear framework for acting. Decentralization is not a free-for-all. It is a disciplined method where teams understand the intent, know the boundaries, and take responsibility for outcomes. The leader role shifts from directing tasks to enabling action, building capabilities, removing obstacles, and ensuring that information and resources flow to where they are needed. Bungay also explores the psychological and cultural barriers that keep organizations centralized, such as fear of mistakes, over-reliance on approval chains, and a belief that control equals safety. He suggests that leaders can cultivate initiative by rewarding learning, making decisions reversible when possible, and treating errors as signals for system improvement rather than reasons to punish. This topic speaks to modern challenges like cross-functional work and rapid market shifts, where responsiveness depends on empowered teams acting in alignment rather than waiting for instructions. Fourthly, a cycle of action, feedback, and adaptation, Bungay emphasizes that plans are hypotheses that must be tested through action. Closing the effects gap requires fast feedback loops so teams can learn what is working, what is not, and why. Rather than locking into a plan and measuring compliance, leaders should build an execution rhythm that compares outcomes to intent and adjusts accordingly. This includes establishing indicators that reveal real progress, creating forums where teams share observations, and encouraging candid reporting of problems without blame. The book highlights that feedback is only useful when it influences decisions quickly, so the organization must be structured to convert information into changes in priorities, resources, and tactics. Bungay also underscores that adaptation is easier when intent is clear, because teams can modify methods while staying aligned on the goal. This topic is especially relevant in environments where competitors, customers, or technologies shift rapidly. The practical takeaway is to treat execution as an iterative process: act, observe, interpret, and adjust. Leaders who master this cycle reduce wasted effort, avoid prolonged investment in failing approaches, and increase the odds that day-to-day work produces the strategic outcomes the organization actually needs. Lastly, leadership behaviors that turn strategy into results. Across the book, Bungay translates the concepts into leadership behaviors that bridge plans, actions, and results. He stresses setting direction through intent, enabling execution through autonomy, and maintaining control through feedback rather than micromanagement. This requires leaders to be comfortable with uncertainty and to resist the temptation to overspecify. It also requires disciplined communication, repeating priorities, making trade-offs explicit, and ensuring that teams understand how their work connects to the larger aim. Bungay points to the importance of decision rights so that the organization knows who can decide what, at what level, and with what information. He also addresses how leaders can design meetings, reporting, and metrics to support learning and adaptation instead of theater and bureaucracy. Another key behavior is asking better questions, ones that surface assumptions, reveal obstacles, and clarify intent, rather than questions that simply demand reassurance. The combined effect is a leadership operating system that scales. It supports coordinated movement without slowing down, empowers people without losing alignment, and creates a culture where execution improves through practice. This topic ties the book's frameworks into actionable habits readers can apply immediately. In conclusion, this book is best for leaders, managers, project owners, and change agents who feel stuck between ambitious strategies and stubborn day-to-day reality. It also suits anyone operating in fast-moving environments where plans become outdated quickly, including product teams, operations leaders, and cross-functional program managers. Readers benefit because Bungay provides a practical way to think about uncertainty without surrendering to it. By focusing on intent, decentralized initiative, and feedback, the book helps people make clearer decisions, reduce approval bottlenecks, and learn faster from real outcomes. These shifts can improve execution speed, accountability, and morale, since teams know what matters and have the authority to act. Compared with many strategy and leadership books that emphasize either grand frameworks or rigid execution checklists, The Art of Action stands out for its balanced, systems-based approach. It acknowledges that perfect information is impossible, yet it still shows how to create alignment and control through better communication and learning loops, rather than excessive detail. If you want a method that connects strategy to action in a way that scales across an organization, this book is worth buying because it offers a durable operating model, not just inspiration or slogans. If you would like to support Stephen Bungay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.